Are you an overwhelmed entrepreneur with endless tasks, emails, and messages? Do you feel your systems are ineffective or you don't have any at all? I get it. You wish you could come up for air and take that well-deserved vacation you've been dreaming of, all without sacrificing the growth or health of your business. I'm hosting a webinar to introduce concepts that you can use to learn more about how to clockwork your business for operational efficiency. The best part? The webinar is at no cost to you. It will be held May 14th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and a recording will be available for those who can't attend live. If you are ready to make a change in your business so you can take a real vacation, go to bit.ly/May2024CFF to enroll. That's bit.ly/May2024CFF. I can't wait to see you there.
Welcome to Biz Help for You with host Candy Messer. Entrepreneurs like to focus on the big picture, like profitability, success, and a smooth running organization. But there always seems to be those little things like taxes, employee compensation, laws, regulations, and more. Now you can get the answers you need in one place. Join us today as we break it all down for you. Now, here's your host, Candy Messer.
Hello and welcome to Biz Help for You with Candy Messer. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you found the information on our recent topics informative. If you are unable to join us and would like to listen to past episodes, links can be found on our YouTube and Facebook pages, as well as multiple favorite podcast platforms. If you'd like to receive notifications on when our podcasts have been uploaded, please like and subscribe. And if there are topics you'd find beneficial or questions you have, please feel free to reach out to me at media@abandp.com. Today's show is going to be a little bit different than my usual podcasts. Deanne Chase and I will be chatting about a new program that we're putting together for entrepreneurs, and we wanted to share this information through my podcast. So let me give you a little bit of background on Deanne and I. Deanne Chase is a business attorney and a strategic business growth expert who works with entrepreneurs and business owners to create proper legal structures that form the foundation for a successful business. Deanne has practiced law for over 20 years and has appeared in virtually every courthouse in Southern California defending businesses of all sizes against lawsuits. Deanne is passionate about sharing her wealth of legal knowledge to help entrepreneurs and business owners to avoid costly mistakes and lawsuits. Deanne has been honored as a Woman of Entrepreneurship by Comerica Bank and the Los Angeles Lakers and has received many commendations for her dedication to small business. More recently, her firm was nominated as the Best Law Firm for Small Business by the Best of Small Business Awards, which celebrates business visionaries. Deanne has a remarkable ability to cut through the uncertainty and confusion experienced by many entrepreneurs and business owners when it comes to legal issues. She's a frequent speaker to groups, large and small, has participated on many expert panels, and has been featured as a guest on many podcasts and radio programs, including my own in the past when we've talked about some legal things. Deanne has created a broad range of products and programs that help entrepreneurs and business owners to incorporate manageable legal structures and systems into their business. And for those who don't know me, I'm a profitability and growth advisor working with entrepreneurs in service-based industries to help them have successful businesses. With experience in the bookkeeping industry since 1998, I understand the stresses that business owners face, and I offer customized services to meet their varying needs. My company energizes business owners by removing the burden of compliance tasks, as well as working with them to identify issues preventing higher profitability and/or growth. As a result of using my services, clients have peace of mind and the freedom to do what they love. I'm co-author of Business Success with Ease, released in 2013, and Navigating Entrepreneurship, released in 2014, and of course, the host of this podcast, Biz Help for You, which can be found on YouTube as well as multiple favorite podcast channels. I've been married since 1992 to my husband, Garth. We have a son, daughter, son-in-law, and two grandsons. When not running my company, I enjoy reading, crocheting, logic puzzles, and spending time with friends and family. So you can find out more information about my company, Affordable Bookkeeping and Payroll Services, at abandp.com. So that's quite a bit of information about you and I, Deanne, but welcome to the show. I'm excited to have you here today.
Oh, thank you, Candy. I'm excited to be here too.
It's going to be great. So again, I mentioned at the top that this is going to be a little bit different. Normally, of course, I'm interviewing experts on their topics and sharing those tips, but we wanted to talk about a workshop that we're going to be creating, especially for those new entrepreneurs. So it's going to be just a casual conversation, just explaining kind of the things that we want to do and why, and the passions that we have behind it. So I'm excited to have that conversation today.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be working with you on this project. I think that both you and I have known each other. Well, first off, we've known each other for so many years.
A long time.
And and I really respect all that you do to help entrepreneurs to, you know, make sure that their business structures are clean and in order. And I think what really has motivated me over, you know, the past decades, you know, I've been practicing law over 25 years now, has been basically helping entrepreneurs to start their businesses out on the right footing. And you and I have just seen so many entrepreneurs and business owners that have not started out with the right, you know, on my end of things, legal structures, on your end, a lot of the, you know, bookkeeping, financials, record keeping, and that sort of thing. So, I'm just really excited to be working with you on this project because I feel like you and I have a common mission and a common purpose.
Me too. I think it's going to be great. I'm very excited. I just know that there's so many out there that are starting businesses or have recently started businesses. You know, people had lost jobs during COVID and thought, well, this is a great time. You know, I have a hobby or I have an interest. And so I know that there are a lot of questions out there of what should I be doing, you know, in terms of legal issues or bookkeeping issues. And that's why I'm excited that we're going to be promoting this workshop. But I wanted to just even talk about, like, why did we even decide, you know, yes, there are a lot of people that are, you know, starting businesses, but that doesn't mean we necessarily have to have a workshop. So what is it that, you know, we both felt that was prompting us to say, we really want to do this to help the entrepreneur?
Well, I think that what we've been seeing more and more, and particularly we're still kind of pandemic in that environment, is so many more people have decided that they want to start their own business. And I think if anything, the pandemic has led to an explosion of entrepreneurialism. And you and I have worked with entrepreneurs for so many years. We already have years and years and years of seeing mistakes that that these entrepreneurs are making. And I feel like with so many people starting businesses now, it's really a great time to come together to let business owners know what they need to have in place when they get started, so they get started out on the right foot.
And it's true. I think a lot of times people don't even, they're like, well, what do I need to know that I don't know? Like, they don't even necessarily know what questions to ask because they don't know what they don't know, right? You know, and so
that's right, yeah.
For me, I think what started this whole thing too, and I had shared the story with you, is, you know, my daughter and her husband were going to be starting a business. And so she would reach out to me and ask questions like, what do I do? You know, what type of entity do I need to be? Should I be, you know, should we be a sole proprietorship under like my husband's name? Should we be a partnership? Should we be an LLC? Like, what type of bookkeeping software should I use? How should we invoice our customers? There were just all kinds of questions. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what started this whole thing on my side. Was my daughter said, Mom, you really should like help people like me where you can answer these questions. And that's why I thought of you too, because I know you wanted to help entrepreneurs and help them understand the legal aspects of things. And that's around, of course, the entity formation and, you know, contracts and like just so much to know. And so that's why I thought we would make a great partnership to even put this information together.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's something that you and I have been working on, you know, kind of on separate tracks. Mm-hmm. I'd put together, you know, legal programs that, you know, I call it the Legal Essentials Program, that includes what I believe to be legal necessities when starting a business. I, you know, had put together some membership programs for small business owners and that sort of thing. But when you and I talked about your daughter and all the questions she had, it was just a refresher on, you know, just how overwhelming it can be when you're starting a business. And what I think that I've found over the years that people really appreciate when they're working with me is they say that I feel like I can save them hours and hours and hours of time on Google and that, and just that uncertainty of kind of like not knowing what you don't know and knowing you don't know everything. So it's kind of always that concern of like, what am I missing? Right. So I like to, you know, help guide entrepreneurs to let them know what they need to do and when. But but I've also seen what a mess it can be when people don't start up right, whether it's, and I see a lot, you know, you and I talk a lot about keeping your business and personal assets separate. That's very important for both of us on the legal side of things. You know, a lot of entrepreneurs are asking whether or not to form a business entity, when to form a business entity like an LLC or corporation, what's the best kind. And you know that I'm a huge proponent of having a business entity of some sort from the start. But, you know, critical to that element is having the recognition that you need to keep your business and your personal assets separate. And I know that that is something that is really important to you as well in what you do for entrepreneurs.
Right. And they don't always realize why that's important. They think it might be easier. Well, if I just have the one bank account and I could just use, you know, the personal account to pay for the business things. But yes, that could be a problem. And it just makes the bookkeeping more difficult as well. So I think that's one thing we'll be educating entrepreneurs on too, is yes, no matter what entity type you are, completely separate everything, just make it easier for yourself. And I think too, for me, one of the things that I see that kind of breaks my heart too, is when somebody has started a business and they didn't know everything that they were supposed to be doing, and then they missed filing something on time and there's a penalty and there's not much you can do about it. Cause you know, the agencies don't care that you didn't know something. They're like, well, you were supposed to have paid your business license by this date and you're late and now you owe a fine, or you were supposed to make estimated tax payments and you didn't pay on time and now you have a fine. So for me, my goal has always been educate business owners so they know what they need to do to avoid those penalties, right? So that's one reason why I love to have this podcast even, is talking about different issues so people are aware, you know, what is it that you need to do? Make sure you're hitting those filing deadlines. And I actually wrote my chapter, I mentioned in my bio even, Business Success with Ease. And my chapter was on 10 mistakes that business owners make and how to avoid them, because there are things that, again, that entrepreneurs don't necessarily know they need to be doing. And how can we help them avoid those mistakes? And again, that's kind of my passion. I know that's your passion. Let's help these people that are starting up and have a dream, you know, to be successful. Let's help them be successful and avoid the pitfalls.
Yeah. And those pitfalls can be very great. You know, just to your point of the fact that, you know, on the, how important it is for the filings. I literally just this week had a client who had filed an entity in Delaware with the, you know, they attend a conference or a seminar or something and they say, oh, you should form an entity out of state, right? So, you know, I'm in California, they're in Delaware, you know, they formed an entity in Delaware. Well, they missed their filing when they formed, they missed their annual report. And you know, and they had issued all these shares. Bottom line is, they got a tax notice from the state of Delaware for $86,000.
Oh, wow.
$86,000. And they're like, and actually they had called me to dissolve the entity they had formed. So they were like, I didn't even use it. And I have an $86,000 bill. And it just really, it brought home to me the timing of you and I coming together, of how important it is to make sure that you make those filings at the right time. You know, as well as I've saved many, many entrepreneurs, you know, that, you know, some franchise taxes when they're getting ready to set up their entity for the beginning of the year, which is, you know, a great idea. But if they file it too soon in December, for example, They'll get hit, and you know this, they'll get hit right. with that franchise tax for the year that they file in, and then they have to pay the franchise tax for the next year as well. Right. So I'm oftentimes, you know, telling entrepreneurs, I think it's great to start, you know, fresh and new with a new entity at the beginning of the year, but just be careful about when you file it in order, you can take advantage of some tax codes that maybe not too many people know about, and those online services won't tell you about. To save that franchise tax in California, save that $800, you know, for this year, and be able to put it towards your business. So
right.
there's just so much, there's so much to know. And having your daughter ask us all these questions again, brought it home, but there's so much to know. And, right. you know, if you can, as an entrepreneur, you know, just kind of tag along with people like you and I, that we can guide them in the right direction. They can just avoid so much time and stress and having to redo things that they didn't know about.
And I think one of the things that I really want to make sure that people understand, and, you know, we can definitely be talking about this in the workshop too, is the amount that you have that shows as profit and the amount of money you have in your bank can be two totally different things. So I had someone come to me once that received a notice from the IRS that she had a pretty large tax bill. And she says, well, it can't be possible because I spent that money. I was like, you took it out as draws. That's your pay, but you have to pay tax on that. And she had a big surprise, had to actually do an installment agreement with the IRS because she didn't realize that she was spending the money that she was going to have to use, you know, to pay taxes because of the profitability of the business. You know, when those things happen and people come to us with those notices and say, I didn't understand, I was just, you know, starting a business, I thought, you know, I could live off of the money that I made. You can, but you have to reserve money for taxes, right? And make sure you're making those estimated tax payments throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And again, a CPA can help with that too. But that was, again, one of those things I just didn't know, you know, and I want to make sure that people understand, and they understand the difference between a business license and filing a DBA. And, you know, these are all different things that people don't always realize they have to do. So if you're going to operate right out of a business that's not your own personal name, right, you have to have a DBA. So again, all these different things that come up, as we even have these conversations with people in the workshop, I'm sure they'll be asking us questions that we can help answer as well. And so, again, I think for us to just have the opportunity for people to come in and get their questions answered is kind of what we want to be doing and helping.
Well, and that's the best part of the workshop, actually, mm-hmm. is to have people. And that's why we really encourage people to attend the workshop live. So as they have the questions, we are right there to answer any question. No question is off the table. You know, I'm a lawyer, people pay big money to ask me questions, right? but in the workshop, every question will be answered. And in fact, just by attending, I think we'll answer so many questions that, you know, people didn't even know to ask or think to ask, that right. I think that they'll get their unasked questions answered as well. But it's true. I hear that all the time as well. I just didn't know. Like, so one of the things we'll be talking about in the workshop is hiring of independent contractors, and when, you know, what's the best way to do that, and, you know, how to avoid getting, you know, a letter from the EDD telling you that you are now responsible for back taxes because you've misclassified someone as an independent contractor who should have been hired as an employee, for example. And I had someone recently who said that they received a notice, and she said, I didn't know that. And right. I'm like, well, unfortunately, the EDD mm-hmm. expects that you know that, and saying you didn't know that is not going to get you out of paying, right. you know, these penalties. So
exactly. And that's the thing, is people might think, well, it's just easy to just pay them as an independent contractor and not realize that there are very specific rules, federal and state. And, you know, some states are even more strict than the federal, like in California, of course, we know that they're more strict than the federal government even. But again, not knowing doesn't help you when you get that notice and say, well, I didn't know. Well, sorry, you know, they don't care that you didn't know. They're just going to say you owe this tax. And that can be a big hit on the businesses and the cash flow. And, you know, it just can be extremely frustrating because they're, you know, they have this dream what they want to do with their business, and then to be able to survive sometimes even after those penalties can be very difficult.
Well, yeah. And, you know, and kind of thinking about the frustration that entrepreneurs have, another area that we'll be talking about in the workshop is how to create and protect your brand through trademark. That is also a great frustration that my entrepreneurial clients have, in that, you know, the fun part, if you will, of starting the business, right, is the domain and the logo and the coming up with the name and everything like that. And that's the fun part. But if you don't like confirm that someone else is not already using that name, even if it's the best name that's, you know, you're like, oh, it's perfect, you know, for what I'm doing. Unfortunately, the frustration can come in when someone sends you, you know, a cease and desist letter that tells you essentially that you have to start over with your brand. And that's something I see a lot. And that's a great frustration that my clients have. They're like, well, it's the perfect name. I'm like, yeah, it's perfect because somebody else is using it. And it's so difficult to, you know, to find a great name. So, you know, the fact that the domain is available is not necessarily indicative of the fact that you are okay to use it for your own business. So, so we'll, you know, talk about how to do a preliminary search, at least to make sure that you are, you know, not stepping onto someone else's space. And then if you do, if your search results come out in a positive manner, then we'll talk about how to protect the brand. So then you'll be in the stronger position to be able to send somebody else that letter to tell them to stop using it. It's right. It's a much better place to be in.
Exactly. So I would love for you to just explain, even we've talked about this workshop now that we're going to be hosting, but what is the format even going to be? You know, how would they end up finding the group to join to get the information? So if you want to just talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, so it's a 5-day free workshop. It's an hour a day that I think we decided we're going to do 1 p.m. Pacific. It'll be for an hour. And then everyone can, you know, come in. We will have a private Facebook group when you register that you'll be able to just start right away in our, you know, building a community and exchanging, you know, getting to know one another, getting your questions out in the Facebook group early so we can definitely make sure they get addressed during the workshop hours. And then, of course, if you're not able to attend live, then there will be recordings, but we really encourage people to come in live for the workshop and get all their questions answered.
So again, I know you said the word free. People are going to say, really? This is a free workshop that I can join? So again, we have that passion to really just help give the information to help them get their businesses started.
Yeah, it's a free workshop. It's really an opportunity for people to get to know you and I and to get some great information. And then, of course, you know, during the workshop, people will learn more about you and I and how to work with us, because we are coming together to basically create solutions for these entrepreneurs.
So if anyone's listening and wants to join the workshop, we have put together a quick link that's associated with the workshop, which is at the website affordablebookkeepingandpayroll.com/smartstart. So if you're interested, you can click that link and register. Again, there's no cost to sign up, but that will get you where we can send you the information for where we'll be holding that workshop, and also be able to send you recordings. If you can't attend live, then we can still send you those recordings each day. Anything else that you want to share in terms of, you know, this workshop or what we're hoping to do and helping the entrepreneurs?
No, I'm just really excited that you and I are coming together for this, because it, you know, I feel like you and I have, like I said, you and I have been working on these, on helping people. I think we both have a common mission of helping entrepreneurs to provide them with the information that they need when they need it to avoid costly mistakes. And so I'm just really happy to be working together for this. I think that anyone who attends the workshop and works with us will, you know, get the information that they need and be able to create a successful business, which is what, you know, and be able to spend the time not stressing out on things that really, that they don't need to worry about. You know, they can worry on creating a successful business and creating, you know, a legacy and protecting their families. And so that's why I'm here. And I'm just really excited to be doing this.
Yeah, me too. And like I said, having seen just kind of the results of not knowing what you need to know and the penalties that are associated with that, my passion, again, is always just like educate the entrepreneur and help them be successful and avoid the pitfalls as much as possible. And so I'm glad that we're able to come together, share, you know, both sides of the coin. You've got, you know, legal side. I've got a lot of the bookkeeping and licenses and compliance. People don't like that word compliance, right?
But right.
We'll help you stay in compliance so you avoid, you know, the mistakes that could be costly. So I'm very excited that we're going to be hosting this workshop, and I hope you, the entrepreneur, will be able to join us and learn, you know, from the experience that we have and having helped others through this whole process as well. So I'm very excited. So thank you, Deanne, for being a guest on the show and introducing the workshop to those who are interested, so we can, you know, help those, just those new and maybe recent entrepreneurs who are starting their businesses.
Thank you, Candy. I'm excited. Let's go. Let's get started now.
Countdown to February 7th, right? And that's what, I don't know if we actually said the date. So it's February 7th through February 11th. And you said 1 hour at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern. And we're so excited. So thanks again for tuning in. I want to thank you again, Deanne, too, for helping me even put this together and doing this interview or our little chat, you know, just to help promote the episode too, because I know you're very busy as well. And I just appreciate your taking the time and effort to help us put this whole thing together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's, I'm excited. We're a powerful team, and I think we both have resources that we can pull together.
Exactly. So for those listeners, again, tuning in, if you are interested in attending the workshop, the link will be in the show notes as well on our YouTube description. You can click the link there to register. And if you know anyone else who is an entrepreneur who maybe hasn't heard about that, if you want to share the information with them too, you know, the more that we can have in there, the more impact that we can make and help you have successful businesses, which is our goal. And if you have any additional questions, you can also reach out to me at media@abandp.com. And would you please share the show information with those you know as well? I'd greatly appreciate your support. And I hope you can join us for next week's topic, the difference between management and leadership and why it matters. And please remember, you can connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And my website is abandp.com. Remember, you can also find our podcast posted on multiple favorite podcast platforms, including Google, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Until next time, have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Biz Help For You. Please join your host, Candy Messer, again next Tuesday. Have a terrific week.